to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's up, TSP family? Hope you're having a dope day, and thank you for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 7, Episode 28. My name is Chris Chu, and he is the number two aficionado, but number one in your hearts. What is up, Sean Collard?
Hey now.
And he works with Fits of Fury. He is the czar of the business cash. What is up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Chloe? And finally, the best from the Midwest, racking up the K's with his perfect game. What is up, Calby?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Mike couldn't make it tonight, but he should be back one day. Shout out to the man. As always, the podcast is brought to you by our favorite sneaker cleaner, 100% organic, 100% made in Canada, Sneaker Logic. Get the wipes, get the solution. It's time. It's getting a bit dreary out there. Time to wipe down your shoes. Time to clean them up before you put them away if they're summer sneakers. You can use our key. What?
Sorry. Go ahead, Chris. I was going to say, it's not dreary here in Montreal.
Not as dreary as other places.
Yes. Calby?
Yeah, don't get me started, man. wait till you hear what I wore today.
Okay. You could use our coupon code TSP15. Get 15% off your order. You can find them on Instagram at SneakerLogic_official. Tell them we sent you. Cal, let's start off the pod like we always do with what you wore on feet today.
I wore Timberland boots. Had to do a whole lot of shoveling.
A whole lot of
snow shoveling today. So I wore Timberland boots.
Brutal.
Man. Yes. And we've seen weather reports. Montreal doesn't have snow yet. We haven't had any snow yet.
We're going to go into a bit of a heat wave, too.
Yeah. It's going to be
I'm gonna reopen my pool.
Yeah.
High 70s. Is that what 20 is?
Mid to high 70s. Yeah, mid 70s, I'd say.
Mid 70s?
Yeah.
I'm about to. I didn't even close my pool yet. I'm about to close it this weekend. Yeah.
Crazy. Well, it's funny, too, because you guys were complaining a few weeks ago, it's getting cold. It dropped way down.
It did.
Oh, it's 25 out here. It's 25 out here. And then next thing you know, boom. We go brick and we snow, man.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like you guys were ready.
Mm-mm. No, I mean I was because this happened last year and the year before that, and every year
in Calgary's existence.
But everybody else gets surprised for some reason. I'm not sure why. I know last night there was 105 accidents.
Oh man!
Jeez.
Yeah, that was last night too, not today. So.
Do you guys have a law for winter tires?
I don't think so.
It's Alberta, man. They don't have any laws out there.
No laws.
We're lawless, man.
Everyone has a pickup?
Yeah, mostly. And half these guys, that's one of my favorite parts of winter, as bad as it is to say, I don't care, is these guys in their big trucks that are rah, and think they can rip around everywhere, but haven't weighed down the back and end up just spinning out and wrapping that beautiful truck around a pole.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see a few of those every year.
For those who live in warmer weather states or cities, here in Montreal, we got a law. I think what is it? December first.
Yeah,
you must have winter tires by December 1st.
No, the people we're telling this to probably have no clue what a winter tire is.
Right. So we have two
your
types
tires
of
that
tires.
Help grip.
Yeah, two types. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You could buy all seasons, you could buy summer tires, and you got to buy the winter tires for winter. Yeah.
There's no all season around here.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't know who's going around checking the tires, but apparently they do.
For real.
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of tell. Some
I guess you can.
Yeah.
You've got to look up close and look for the snowflake.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. And the first year I bought my own car back in the day, I waited to get winter tires to see what the big difference was. There is a big difference.
Oh, there is a difference for sure.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Slipping and sliding.
Yeah.
Okay, Chloe, what did you wear on feet today?
I wore some Reebok NPC 2 Jound. Time Jound. Yep.
What's the sizing on those? Do you need to like adjust for
They're snug. They're snug. You could go half size big up on them. Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Really right, cushiony. Compared to the Club C in sizing. Okay.
All right. Fair. Yeah. Good comparison. All right. Sean, what did you wear on feet today?
I wore today my Air Jordan 2 times off white in the black and blue colorway.
That's nice.
Yeah. Love these. I will say when I first couple of times I wore them, they were like extra snug, uncomfortable. Like I didn't want to wear them anymore after an hour or two. But the leather of them is so thick, and the way they made the midsole, the material they used for the midsole is really needs to be worked in. So now that I've worn them a few times, they're really nice, really, really nice. So, I was happy to see the difference because I really was like sad that I was like, fuck, am I not going to be able to wear these?
Is it the same for the white pair?
No, there's a different. They use a different leather on the white pair.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't worn my white pair for any length of time. I wore them in my house a couple times, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
They felt better, but the it is the same midsole. So I don't know if it would be the same. I guess maybe wearing them for a full days of work and stuff. But the leather is different. Yeah, because they need to have a white leather. They want to use the same leather for that one as this one, but they couldn't. The only version they had of it was like an off-white colorway or color. They want to say an independent with a stark white, and it was a different leather. Anyway,
you get
long
the same
story
size.
They're much
both?
More comfortable. The same size in both. Yeah, size 11. Yeah.
All
right. Interesting. Yep. Good for those who still plan on getting a pair.
Yes, and if you have a pair and you're like, "Fuck, these are uncomfortable," just wear them a few times. Just pair with it for a few times, and they'll break in nicely.
Yeah. Send them to Sean. He'll wear them for you.
I'll wear them for you. Yeah. Anything size 11 and above, I'll wear them for you.
All right.
I'll wear them also as well in any size.
Yeah. today I wore some Jordan 4 Fear from the Fear Pack.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. They were at the front door, and I just needed to slip something on and get out of the house, and that's what I wore. I'm a bit sad, if you can say that, because they released in 2013.
Yeah.
We're 2022. 9 years in,
shit.
And I'm wondering how many years I have left.
Right.
For like I have the Jordan 3 and the Jordan 4. And I don't know, guys.
Was it you who sent me the picture of the guy with the Jordan 2?
Yeah. It's actually a
Midnight
female
Navy.
Sneakerhead.
Oh, it's female. She's female. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, she has a pair of Jordan 2 low in the blue.
Midnight Navy. Yeah, from 2004.
Right,
and they broke apart. I keep waiting for that to happen to mine because I still wear mine, all my 2004s, and it started a little bit on my Chicago colorway, like around the toe started to separate a little bit. But I can still wear them. Not that I'm going to, but yeah, seeing that, it's like fuck. It's only a matter of time. I can't believe they've lasted this long,
dude. But, I don't know what it is. I have I've been wearing a Kobe 6 Pro Tro, a 2018 release,
mm-hmm.
and. No, not 2018. I think this is 2020, 2021. Anyways, I wear it to play, and I was just looking at it one day, and I noticed that there's like a crack between the outsole and like the midsole.
Oh, shit. Like,
what?
Already?
It's not off, but I see separation. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, fuck.
Weird.
It's not like you're not wearing those to play every time you play.
No, but like, For like a few weeks, that's what I picked to wear.
Okay.
You know? So, and like I'm a heavy guy, and I'm
nah, come on.
What? I don't look big.
You're not a heavy guy.
What?
No. What? Oh, you want to be a heavy guy? Never mind. Sorry.
No,
yes,
I'm just saying.
You're very heavy.
I'm just saying.
Muscles weigh more than fat.
That's right.
Oh, so now I'm fat and muscular. No, but like I don't know. I put a bit of shoe goo.
Yeah.
Just to seal it.
Yeah.
I don't
know
if
that
stuff?
Helps. Oh, I don't know. You don't know yet. Let us know how it
I
goes.
I think shugu works pretty well.
That's what
I
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just to hold it together. Yeah. Instead of putting tape, I just put shugu, you know?
Tape.
Mm-hmm. Tape. Duct tape.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Okay, let's move. Hey, did you guys check out what released today on Kuwalati?
Yes.
KUWALATEE.com or find them on Instagram at Kuwalati. They released their down.
Parka. The new down. Yeah. Vegan down.
Vegan down parka.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. So the
ducks eat nothing but no meat. They don't eat any meat. The ducks.
Right away, I asked Sean, like, hey, what size did you get?
I forgot to check for you. Yeah.
Your jacket in, right? Because you got last season's?
Yeah. I got the last two seasons, actually. I got one last season, the season before.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. It seemed like it's a good length, like a bit three-quarter-ish, mm-hmm. yeah. right? Just a bit more than three-quarter, or just yeah. under three-quarter. All black, looked cool. And I was like, I could do with a down parka. So I was like, oh, let me check this out. If you want, you can use our coupon code SNEAKERPOD20. Get 20% off your order. I checked it out. It does give you 20% off.
It does. Nice. It does. Nice discount. Yes. I actually used it today.
Yeah?
Yesterday. Can't say because someone might be listening.
Oh.
Yes.
It's your Mariah Carey season already?
Exactly.
Yeah, Mariah Carey season. All right. Again, you can use our coupon code SNEAKERPOD20. Find them on Instagram at Kuwalati. Shout out to the boys at Kuwalati. Shout out to the family at Kuwalati.
Shout out.
Okay, let's get into our favorite segment of the podcast, which is New Shoe.
That was 9:30 p.m.
Stop
new
short.
Shoes.
Stop short. Who's got something?
I got a couple of things, but I'll go quickly because it's basically the same thing as I got last week or mm-hmm. I had last week. So I got in the old mail. It took a while for Nike to send these out. But my second pair of the Shelf Life Times Air Jordan 2, I doubled up on these and took a few minutes for these to come in from Nike, all the way from the Netherlands. I friggin' love this colorway though. It's so nice. Oh yeah, and the suede on it looks really really nice. So I got those, and I also got, I can't remember if I mentioned it last time. I think I may have mentioned it, but they hadn't come in yet. But my good friend Andre Collins, shout out to, Mr. _Spotlight_10. Damn it, Dre, with your underscores. He actually lined up and picked up a pair. He lives in the Detroit area, and he picked up a pair of the Jordan 2, in the 218 collaboration. So I got a pair of those, which is really cool. And, what was cool about it is that not only does it come directly from the shop, but I don't know if you guys can see this. I just smashed my microphone. Oh, that's good. Paper's there.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. But he signed Rose Spitt, the owner. He goes by Rose Spitt Roland. He signed the inside of the box, and my shoe just fell out onto my computer.
That's dope that you got a sign.
Yeah,
that's
really, it's really signed. Good. That's pretty cool. And Dre also included the bag from the shop.
Oh, cool.
Can you guys see that? Or is there something on the screen here?
Yeah. You see it.
Yeah.
Okay. 218 shop. And a little bit of a sticker action here happening. Sticker from the shop.
Nice.
So all the little, you know, extras that were really cool. So thank you, Dre, for picking those up because it makes it a little bit more
sweet. Legit from the store.
From the store, yeah, man.
Yeah, word.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So thank you, Drake.
That's another double up.
Damn. Another double up, man. That's the thing. When they're available, I can't. When the opportunity's there, because this was the first pair I got. I got because Dre was in line because they released early at the shop, or earlier than the wide launch. And so he asked if I wanted him to pick me up a pair. I said, for sure, if you can. And so he did. And then they took a while to ship. Or they took a while to get here,
mm-hmm.
But then they launched wide and they were readily available. So I was like, "Shit! Well, I gotta double up on the opportunity strikes. You gotta do it. So I did double up.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I like that.
You almost doubled up on something else today, no?
Almost. Those freaking Balvins, man. So I got the Balvins, and I almost got the Balvins off. Capsule launched the Balvins as well recently. And I had them in my cart. I'm like, you know what? Let me sit through the weekend. Let me rethink this because I spent a lot of money in the last Balvins, right? And so I said, let me just, I got to think about this because I was going to sezzle it. And when your sezzle's $150 per payment, it's like,
yeah,
it's not worth sezzling because that's a full shoe each payment. So I sat and I was like, and my size went with it before the day was out. My size went away, so okay. I was like, perfect. It saved me for myself. Then they Nomad Toronto launched them today, and I had them in my cart again. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll do it. Maybe it's because I'm not sure the size 11 I got from Balvin's store is a bit too snug for me.
Oh.
Let me see if I can get 11 and a half. Maybe I'll do that. I put it in my cart, and these mother people were charging $25 shipping for fucking $400 sneakers.
$400 plus
no
shoe.
Way.
$400 sneakers. They're yeah. $390 the plus tax.
When what? Does the free shipping kick in?
Well, I don't know. $500 maybe? I don't know.
I've seen one that said free shipping at $500 before, and I was like,
no shit, free shipping at $500.
It's more. What makes it shittier is because they do ship for free on shittier products, like on lesser products.
Oh,
if you buy an Air Max 90 from them, there's not any shipping. They don't charge shipping. And I've seen. I hate to say it. I like Capsule, but Capsule's done the same thing. A Jordan launch, they're charging you shipping. A non-Jordan launch or like a regular Nike kind of launch, they're not charging you any shipping.
I don't know where the logic in that.
Oh. I don't know the logic either, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's super whack.
They got to be pocketing that cash, no?
It's a different size cardboard, man.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, long Jeez. Story short, I said I saw $25 for shipping. I said, screw that. No way.
And you know what?
Bucks. I don't need a second pair.
It's not only that they're charging shipping. They're charging like the higher end of the shipping.
The higher end. Not even like $10. It's yeah. $25.
You know, 15, you're kind of like, oh, you know, 15's not that yeah. bad.
10 to 15, you're like, okay, well, it's yeah. not so bad. But 25?
Yeah. Fuck 25, yeah. you can ship to the United States.
Seriously.
That's the funkiness.
For real.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's five. Wild. It's a 5-hour drive from my house.
I still can't believe it's $400.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. $400.
Yeah, like on the point of like great service from a online shop, Essence.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They're
Essence is great.
They know how to do it.
Yeah.
Essence is such a good shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Like
yeah.
their sales are crazy.
Yeah.
They're
fast. Yeah.
If Essence had Bezel, the only place to shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be the only place to shop for sure.
Hang out in life.
I'll get since we're on the subject of Essence, I'll get into my new shoes right now.
Oh yes.
Like there was a release for some you know how I like my Crocs, my Salehe Crocs, the Slip-on, blah blah blah. They here in Montreal, Off the Hook, another good shop.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Cause times North Face, the North Face release. I couldn't afford any of the jackets or anything. I just wanted, like, the mule, right?
The winter Crocs.
The winter Crocs. I need something warm for my footsies. And they do offer the bezel there. So I was like, well, look at that. And I felt jealous of the people lining up at the store to get their stuff because our good friend Maya did line up or she went to the store for that release. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get some mules.
So I got both,
white and the black camo. You guys can see the little Cause logo on the top there. Super dope. And OTH is Off the Hook is over, I think, a certain amount. You get free shipping. And me, so weirdly, I say, oh, free shipping? Let me click that. I take the free shipping. And they ship to me. It's very quick from Off the Hook. What I didn't realize is that they also offer pickup in store. And I'm actually within maybe 50 meters from the store 3 times a week when I go pick up the wifey from work. And go, yeah, man, I could have just picked up it in store.
Oh, man.
But since it had free shipping, I just let them ship it to me. So very happy. So cool that I got these. Yo, super warm and comfy, man. You don't have to wear socks.
I legit saw not the Cause one, but I saw someone wearing those today in our winter atmosphere
like
with
regular
the North Face mules.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Fuck. The whole time I thought they were slippers. Shit.
Dude, no, these were outdoors. And then someone, shout out to, I think I'm saying it right, Curio. It's like this resale outfit here in Montreal area.
Okay.
And karaoke.
Curio. They linked me. They said, yo, did you get the
Cos mule with the orange Cos logo. I go, no, those sold out. The people that went to the shop, I think, bought them all because that was technically the coolest pair out of there. And I go, no, they sold out. Then they sent me the link. It was to the Essence site. And they had a sale. No. Fall, winter, you get 15% off. I go, what? Can't refuse that. So I got a third pair with the orange Cos logo. Now, back to the subject of Essence's service. I get them. You know, first off, to allow a code on like a super new product, a product that just released that day, and a super hot product, amazing. Okay? Then they shipped. And the thing is, at 2 a.m., there's a notification that, oh, your package has arrived at the warehouse, like the shipping warehouse. I'm like, who's working at 2 a.m.? I got them the next day.
Wow. It's a machine. It's a machine, that placement.
Yes, yeah. Amazing, yeah. Amazing. Like, I was ready to wait a few days. I didn't care, but I got them the next day.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Essence is awesome.
Yeah, love Essence.
I'm so glad I didn't open the link when you sent it to me, Chris.
Dude, you should have gotten them. also one last pickup. I went on eBay. I was searching for like random my regular searches. And I saw a pair of Kobe 1 Protros. Bam! Blackout colorway.
Oh, no way.
Nice.
Right. Nice.
But they were so worn, well-worn, kind of dirty looking.
Oh.
But I looked at it, and I was like, you know what? I got Sneaker Official, Sneaker Logic on my side.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not afraid. So I bought them. I offered low. I got them for $130 Canadian.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, so super happy. Cleaned them up. Look at that midsole. It's like...
Yeah, sparkling.
Yeah, it's white. Like, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like for a Kobe Protro, it's like worn, but like I don't care. I'm just going to beat them up. Maybe even try playing them with them on court.
There you go.
Cleaned up super nice with the Sneaker Logic. So boom, boom, boom. Got myself a Protro for less than like $150. Nice. Super dope.
No doubt. That's so mule prices right there.
That's mule prices. That's that's what we're gonna say. Mule pricing. Yeah, that's it for my new shoes. Anyone else?
I got a couple little things came in. I don't know if last episode I mentioned that I got this hat here. Joe Fresh Goods.
Oh,
it came in.
Oh, nice.
Got the branding on the back.
Nice.
It's got the nice J, looks like a JF combination almost with a flower on it.
Yeah.
But in the maroon color, gray underbrim. I don't have any maroon hats and I don't have any Joe Fresh Goods pieces, so I had to get it. Real happy with that. I also really like flowers, so that's cool. And I also picked up these Teddy Santez Drop 2 990 V2 in the dove gray or gray tan, whichever colorway you want to call it. Very happy with these. Very, very happy. It's funny, in every picture I saw, I thought that the N logo and that striping or piping or whatever you want to call it on the toe there was black. I didn't know it was navy until like the day before they came in and I saw like an HDR res picture, you know, when they like make everything pop out so crazy. And I sent it to like a group chat saying like, yo, these are blue. Like I thought they were black. And I do have trouble seeing navy a little bit. Like I've had shoes that I thought they were purple and they were navy. So I was like, yo, these are blue. Like I had no idea. And everybody's like, yo, well, those look blue, man. And I'm like, oh, I guess they are. When they came in and I saw that navy on them, I like them so much more now. More that it's navy than when it was black. When it was black, I wanted them. I thought, okay, these will go with everything. When I look at them now with the navy, I'm just like, it's one of those colors. Teddy does it. Ronnie does it a lot to me anyways, in my idea, where it's like, it doesn't look like it belongs there, but it goes so well.
It's the best. It's the best combo.
Yeah.
It's a perfect fall combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super, super happy with these shoes. I had to say that. And got them at Livestock with free shipping.
Don't pick up.
Take note, Nomad and Capsule.
Yeah.
Yo, legit, I looked at a few places, man. You don't have free shipping. I'm not buying
for
them
sure,
from you, bro.
100%. In our group chat or the chat between me and Callie, he's like, oh, fun. Nope. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was almost like, the snow, when it first snowed, I was like, I'm not even getting them anymore. Like, I'm not going to be able to wear them until next year. I'm not buying these. Like, and then I wanted them. So, I ended up getting them and I'm happy. Found an indoor hallway to take a picture in. So I was pretty happy about that as well.
Yeah.
It's a good pickup.
Nice pickup, man.
I'm glad you got them. I don't got to get them now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very happy. I really wanted them too because I really like the V2 a lot and I can't afford any of Ronnie's prior work. These came around at retail. I had to grab them. Now I got three pairs and I feel pretty decent about my V2 collection now.
Solid.
Like, I got enough to have a little rotation.
Very nice. Which V2s pairs do you have? You have that. You have the Ronnie's.
And I just have the blue Teddy's.
Santis.
Yeah. The
blue and baby blue?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You sure they're not purple?
Yeah. No, those ones I could tell were blue. if you ever want to look, it's the Commonwealth Asics Gel Light 5. I thought they were purple the whole time. And
Commonwealth Gel Light 5.
Okay.
Yeah. They're mismatched. But materials are swapped.
Dude, that's so navy, man.
Yeah, that's I still look at them and see them as purple. Like they look purple to me. I had no idea they're navy blue. Yeah.
And by the way, Calby, your hat is burgundy. It's not maroon.
Oh, it's maroon. I know that from the description. Because I can't tell burgundy and maroon either unless I hold them side by side until they don't match.
I always thought maroon was like a shade of brown. But it's purple.
No, it's purple, yeah.
Yeah. I think, isn't it like purple mixed with brown?
I don't know. Because I have this New Balance sneaker. And it's called maroon, but to me, it's fucking purple. So I'm like, why? Why do they call it maroon? I don't know.
You guys are describing burgundy right now.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Sure.
No, but the shoe is purple. That's what I'm saying.
Maroon is a brownish crimson color. Oh. So it's a brownish red.
Brownish crimson color.
Maroon is.
Maroon is a brownish crimson color.
No, that's Bordeaux.
What is burgundy?
Burgundy is like a wine red.
Burgundy?
Yeah.
Burgundy?
You're wearing burgundy, kind of. Cal?
Who are you talking to? Me?
You.
I thought these were both maroon.
Maroon.
They're navy, asshole. All
right.
You guys go check out the YouTubes.
New shoes?
Yes, yes. So I completely forgot I picked this up. I don't even know why I tried, but I got a pair of Yeezy knit runners. These are the most weirdest shits ever.
What the? Yeah. That's a shoe?
And I'm like,
it looks like a fucking warped potato.
I thought it was a fucking, it's a potato. It's basically a wave, a foam runner covered with material.
Oh,
wow. Damn.
Yeah. So.
That's interesting.
Really interesting. I had to watch a couple of videos just to get the sizing down. And I completely missed the release, and I was on a bus, and I just tried Livestock. My size was still there. I was like, fuck it, I'm getting it. I don't know. We'll have to wait to see what's going to happen with these. And other pickup, I finally got the Grails, guys.
Jordan
2. You got them.
Off-white in a white colorway. I finally got them. It's been a long,
almost a
long
year. It's almost a
long
year.
Mission. I'm telling you, all these fucking StockX notifications were killing me. Like, waiting for it to ship, waiting for it to arrive, waiting to authenticate.
Oh, man.
Shipping it to you. Oh, my God. Finally. I finally got them in hand.
Oh, man. Nice.
They're
nice,
so
nice.
Good.
Yeah. Such a nice shoe.
Oh, man. Those are nice. Yeah. Man.
Super, super happy.
It often crosses my mind how many shoes will I have to sell and what will I have to get rid of to buy a pair of those.
Yeah. They went down. Yeah. They went down. Remember when I messed up with that fucking too good to be true coupon there that we got?
Yeah.
I actually got these $100 less than that time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was really happy with that. I got it for under a K, guys. Oh, like, wow. I was super happy. Yeah.
Very nice.
Weird to say, that's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
I could find a used
but pair. It's. I've had that on my list. Like, I don't know why, but I'm always going for shoe of the year after. I don't know if that happens to you guys sometimes, but anyways.
But that's under $1,000, including all the stupid fees we have to pay up here too. So that's actually
pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tax too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tax and fees and fucking everything else.
I was well under $1,000. I was in 800. That's really good.
That's way under $1,000.
Still sounds a lot, but
it's a lot. But for what compared to what it was, it's good.
Yeah.
True that. And I just looked at a picture of like how to wear them, like what socks and what pants, and yo, it just made me want them more. Just looking at pictures of those shoes is no good, man. Gets you going.
I gotta get mine on my feet at some point. Damn it,
Sean, you have two pairs?
No, I won. Just the one I got. Ooh, yeah, because my size is like fucking $2,000. I can't. I can't.
Yeah,
I want a second pair, but I can't.
Yeah.
I want a second pair. I want to use second pair.
Oh, shit.
Are there any used for sale?
I haven't searched, but that's my next. That's I'm going
to
try.
Now you're going to have to ship to the U.S. Don't let it cross the border with like the UPSs or the FedExes. No.
Ship it to the port.
Yeah, ship it to the box.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And my size is selling for about $1,200 now.
$1,200?
A lot better than it was, but still. Yeah. It's a lot of money for one pair.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ever since I got that pair, I haven't really. There's nothing that's really
cut.
On my list that I need to finish the year type thing so far.
Huh. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you could close out the year just now and you'd be good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Unless there's a Jown release that I just can't say no to. All
right.
Well, there's a New Balance, right? It's coming up.
Is it this year?
Oh, I don't know. You're a good
991.
I don't know what number. I don't pay attention to Jown.
Yeah.
It's too rich for my blood. All right, let's get into flooding our feeds. Good pickups, boys. Close it out real nice.
Yeah.
Flooding our feeds. I don't know if you guys took a look at this. The Blue Moon Invincible times, I don't know what this, N. Hollywood New Balance 2002R. Did you guys get a look at that?
Yeah, there's a lot going on that shoe.
Yeah.
It's Gore-Tex. It's like furry.
Yeah.
It's got branding like all over the place.
Yeah.
It's got four sets of laces. It's just so much going on. It's a hell of, that model is sick. I don't own a pair of.
You like the 2002?
No. Yes. I just haven't found the pair yet. Mm. You know.
We were in a group chat, me and Cal, and we were like, 2002 isn't like the most preferred model of New Balance.
Not the most preferred, but
I feel like they can't use just regular materials on a 2002 and have it look nice. You have to put in that furry suede or something.
Yeah. For me, it always bothered me because the back end, the heel midsole reminds me of what ASICS does. Uh-huh. And so I see it, and I'm like, oh, that's a New Balance with an ASICS heel on it.
Uh-huh.
But
that's true.
They kept just putting them out and putting them out to the point that I'm like, you know, maybe I'll get a pair.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, I keep seeing them.
Aren't those protection pack pairs all 2002s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the pair I was looking at, like the one that looks like the JP colorway or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I've actually was considering getting if I didn't get these teddies.
That gray and purple.
Yeah, gray and purple. Yeah, yeah. burgundy.
Yeah, and I find like the toe curls up.
Yeah, a bit.
Like from the midsole to the tip, it curls up a bit. So you got to be careful with those types of shoes. But yeah.
I think Essence had a collab with them too.
They did, and it was actually pretty nice.
Yes, you're right.
With the corduroy.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it actually, I think, had Essence branding on the insole as well.
Yeah, on insole.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Okay. Very good.
The color was a bit tough, but the quality, the materials were very nice.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it looked pretty cash.
Faded pink or faded purple on it?
Fuck, I got to look it up again now. All right. Yeah. Cool. Should the question of should Adidas rebrand the Yeezys? So, in other words, launch some Yeezy sneakers without calling them Yeezys and without any Yeezy branding attached to them. What do you guys think about that?
I'll buy the 700.
Yes. Yes, they should do it.
Yeah.
Just to piss them off.
Everybody else will probably hate it. I'll buy the 700s. I hope they don't buy them and I get them on clearance. I'll buy them all.
Yeah.
They'll sell.
The Gachu silhouette and everything.
Yeah.
They'll sell. They'll sell. The 500s will sell. 700s will sell.
People will buy them, I think.
Yeah.
Just for the story. Like the whole, this is a Yeezy, non-Yeezy type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not even much branding on it. Exactly. Anyways.
They'll sell them without the Yeezy anything on it. And few years down the road, no one's going to remember they were Yeezys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I might even dabble in a pair of 500s myself as well.
There you go.
Yeah, 500s are comfy.
Yeah.
You know what would make me like, I got to get all of these? If they called them Feezies. If like they straight up called these are the Adidas Feezy, I'd be like, holy shit, I gotta get those. Yeah,
it sounds too close to feces though.
Now it is like,
yeah, now that's never say that ever again.
Yeah, that's it. All right, the Nocta, so the Drake brand Nocta times Nike Air Force One, slated for December 2nd. I don't know if you guys saw pictures of these.
Yep.
Like them, don't like them?
They're cool.
I like them.
Yeah, I think.
I like the little touch. Mm-hmm. Just a little touch is it's nice.
There's a couple, right? Because even the stars, I believe, are little hearts. They changed the stars on the outsole to little hearts. That's cool. The Love You Forever is cool. The leather looks primo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a white Air Force One man, but I would...
Me neither. Don't own
them. I would need a pair of those.
I'd get two pairs. Fuck that. They're so
dope. I'd get
those
too. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And out of Drake collabs, it's pretty good. Like, just keep it simple. Like that. What's that Air Max that he put out? No thanks.
No.
You know, this one looks dope. You wear it.
This is just an Air Force One, though. What's the? What am I looking? What am I?
There's like
the details,
branding just details. The little details.
Okay.
Yeah. On the midsole, there's.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing the writing. The writing on the midsole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says like I think "Love You Forever" or something like that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the leather does look nice. I'm not a big Air Force One guy in general though, but it's the quality does look really nice.
I'll try to get the wifey a pair for Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. She'd be like, "What are these Air Force Ones?" I'm like, "Look closer, baby."
Look at the details.
Look at those hearts at the bottom.
Do it. Do smart.
Read the midsole.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got that custom for you.
Yeah, hey, you know I'm doing that radio voice shit on her.
There's two sides to that message. Yeah. All right. Another collab, Supreme time Nike Air Max 98 TL. The 98 TL is like a particular shoe. I don't know if it's everyone's cup of tea, but it's a Supreme collab, so does that make it desirable?
Pink's kind of cool, but yeah. I just like pink.
Yeah. And there's one that's really like poop brown.
Yeah, chocolate. Very chocolatey.
Very chocolatey. Okay. I think it's going to go the same way as all the other Air Max Supreme collabs have gone. Pretty hot, sell out quick. But then you can find pairs later on for like reasonable.
You'll never see them on anybody's feet.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be on reseller shops. That's about it.
There's too much shit going on that shoe.
Fair.
Yeah, it's like a simple looking shoe, but it's the patterns and stuff or the layers on the leather is like it's too much.
Yeah.
Circles going everywhere on that crap.
Yeah,
I like how Supreme does like random Air Maxes that people are not looking for.
Very
I
mean, random.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's that type of. That's what they're going for. It's working.
That brown one is terrible. That color is terrible.
That's maroon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
All right, that's supposed to be November. Here's the return of the Jordan 4 Thunder.
in May 2023.
Mm-hmm. Will these sit? Probably not.
No, it's Wu-Tang. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the original release. I'm not a fan of these either. I don't know why. The Thunder, the Lightning and Thunders, I've never been a fan of that pack. I don't know why.
Do you like the Thunder more or that Canvas that just released, Black Canvas?
I'd go for Thunder over those. The Black Canvas is too, I don't know. It's trying to be something. It's trying to be something, but it's not. It's nothing. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I hear you.
They tried to do something with it, but it's like really just a plain black Jordan 4.
Yeah.
And they tried a couple of different materials on it, but I don't know. Didn't do it for me. I go for the Thunder over those.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like putting all black on a Jordan 4 kind of does it a disservice. Because you miss all the details.
Yeah.
As much as the Black Cat 4 is selling for like mega millions,
I can't understand it. But yes,
you not even like the different colors for all the panels for the netting and the little, I don't know what you call those lace things.
The wings kind of thing.
You forget all the details. Fire Red 4, great representation of the shoe. White Cement 4, great representation.
Yeah,
even like Black and Red 4,
yeah,
all the details are different coloring. Mm-hmm. You know, makes it nice.
Yeah.
So Thunder 4 is borderline that. There you go.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. Maybe as an investment, because you know it's going to go gangbusters.
Yeah. A year from now, it'll be $800 for a used pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wait until all of a sudden all the kids are like, we love fives now. Fours are shit. It's fives. It's all about the fives.
Yeah,
that's right.
We like the threes until they put the Nike on it.
Yeah, what Will Smith did at the Oscars was revolutionary. Let's get all the fives. Great fives. Jordan Holiday 2022 releases. So I added this to the flooding our feeds because there was like a post with all the holiday release for Jordan brand. And gotta be honest, guys, I wasn't impressed.
Not really. I mean, obviously the ones and the twos are there.
Right. But Lost and Found.
Lost and Found. Yeah, the Lost and Founds are there. OG Chicago twos are there. Cardinal sevens.
Yeah.
But nothing like. I don't know. People gonna care about those black and chrome sixes? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
The women's, those sort of fuzzy,
Midnight Navy Jordan 11s. Yeah.
They're kind of nice, but like it's a women's release, so I don't know.
Availability, sizing, and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but like the nines, the white and green ones, don't know. Who the black and gold Jordan 3s.
No,
I don't get that. I don't get it. They kind of released a similar one to that, didn't they? Well, no, I was thinking of the
that brown one, the Gore-Tex.
The brown one.
One.
Yeah, not the Gore-Tex, but the black and brown colorway. Maybe it's.
Oh
guess,
yeah.
Can't remember the name of that one. Anyway,
exactly. You don't remember the name.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and then the black and gold, or I guess reverse taxi. They're calling it the 12s. Like I. And then the other black and gray, what is this?
Here's my stance on Jordan 12s, a bit of a sidebar. Stick to the OG colors.
Yeah, they don't sell in other colorways. Yeah.
Like it, and you only have two panels to work with, that thing in the front and the rest of the shoe.
There's not much you can do with it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Just go with the OG colors.
Yeah. I like those Midnight Navy, is it Midnight Navy 4s, I think they're called? The ones white cement 4, but with navy instead of black.
Yeah.
Those are nice, but it's only because I like the white cement 4s.
At that point, just wait for the next white cement
release. Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. There's definitely stuff I would like to get. Obviously, I'm going to get more 2s, but I'd like to try to get the Chicago's, the Lost and Founds. I'd like to maybe get a pair of the white and red 11s.
Cherry 11s, they call
Cherry
them.
Cherry 11s and the Cardinals, but like I'm not like if I don't get like I'd like the Chicago the Lost and Found ones are the ones I'd want the most besides the twos obviously, But other than that, there's nothing. If I don't get the Cardinal Sevens, I'm not going to cry. I'm sure they'll be easy to get.
You can get them next year.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. Not a huge lineup. I mean, it's a huge lineup in terms of like the OG stuff. Like the Chicago, that alone, the Chicago ones and twos, that's a big it's a big deal, I think.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is meh.
But it's also like the Lost and Found is releasing. It's this month, November.
November, yeah.
So to me, it's, yeah, you're kind of holiday, but you're a bit way before holidays.
Yeah. Well, for them, it's I guess it's their Thanksgiving, right? It's the end of the month. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they
but Chicago twos are December 30th. So like this is holiday, but like end of year, man, like squeezed it into 2022.
Yeah.
Dude,
anyway. If there's shipping delays on that, then it's actually going to be in 2023.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get it 2023 for sure. Anybody who buys it.
True that.
They're not getting it that day.
Yeah. They're only shipping after the new year.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Very crazy.
One last thing to talk about. New Balance 9060. Right. Great new model. There's two pairs. One's called the Burgundy. One's called the Green and Purple. Releasing November 5th. Is that tomorrow? No, this weekend.
Tomorrow's the 3rd.
Yeah.
Thursday. Friday.
Any thoughts on these New Balance fans?
I think they're all right. I like them. Yeah,
they're pretty cool.
I like the Burgundy pair. I thought they were brown. Just kidding. I like the Burgundy pair. I don't love the New Balance branding on the heel. Right, they did like that kind of scribbly.
Type of weird.
Yeah. And made it like that random color. Like on the green. On the green one, it goes a little better, but I don't know. Yeah, they're cool. I like the Burgundy ones.
Yeah. I actually like them because they use more than a few colors on the pairs.
Yeah. Yeah, it has this.
Like a good.
Similar like to Joe Fresh's color blocking as well, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that too. Kind of got an outdoorsy vibe to them as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's because of the Salehe influence and all the outdoor stuff. But I like the looks of these.
The other ones kind of look it reminds me a bit of ALD.
Yep, it does. Yeah. Like that, the 990 V5.
Yeah.
Like a green.
Yes, yeah, that's the ones. Yeah.
So I'm down for these. I was wondering if they were part of a collab, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
There you go.
They should have a cool pack name at least for the reasoning behind that branding that they threw on the heel like that. Like, that's the part that gets me because you haven't seen that anywhere else. And then all of a sudden they throw that branding on the back of both these pairs.
Unless it is part of a collab or like a certain pack, but no one's reported on them because, you know, New Balance.
Outdoor pack.
Trek.
Pseudo pack. All right.
I like the N on the inside of the shoe.
Yeah.
The medial?
Yeah. I like
with
that.
Like the slices or whatever kind of thing? Yeah me too. Yeah. I like that shoe a lot, man. I've almost bought a couple again. It was between that 22R, the JP one, and the Workman one, the Workwear 9060.
Workwear.
Yeah, those were the two I was deciding with if I didn't get these teddies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I saw someone, I forget who, they were showcasing that yellow pair, the mustard colorway.
Yeah.
They had them on feet, and they were showcasing them. Like, oh, it looks not bad. Like, looks better, quote unquote, in person than in the image, in my opinion. Yeah. So that was cool.
I saw them in person at Nordstrom. I had not seen a pair in person before.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, sorry. That was not Nordstrom. That was what's the other baller place over here?
Baller?
Yeah, baller place. Baller. Gucci stores and stuff inside of it. What the hell is that place called now, man? With the pink bags. Anyways.
Pink bags. Macy's?
Harry Rosen?
Ask your girl. No. Just like Harry Rosen. That's a name that keeps popping in my head, but it's not. But it's upscale like that. It's all, it's got Gucci and Louis, like, built-in stores in it. It's like a department store.
Ogilvy?
No.
Rose. Winners.
Rose. You know what? Rose? I don't know about that sole on that shoe.
Harry Rosen.
1960.
Harry Rosen. Samsonite. Whatever.
Okay. It looks brown to me.
I don't know about the grip on that 9060.
What do you mean?
Just the tread and everything, the weight. Like, I think I'm going to wipe out.
No, well.
It looks so strong on the outside. And then when you look at that sole, I was like, I'm like, why? There's no grip.
Yeah, it looks kind of slick, yeah, right? I can see that.
It's too slick.
Yeah.
It looks like
But you're not going trekking. Flat-footed shit.
Well, with that look, you think like you'd be like unstoppable. That
like super looks, grippy and shit, yeah. Walk on wall.
It looks like 700 on like drugs. Like
yeah, that's why I like it. It looks aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, but that sole sucks. The grip sucks. Sorry.
Holt Renfrew is the store I was trying to think of. Just for the record, yeah. I saw them in Holt Renfrew. Oh.
To all our American listeners, Holt Renfrew is a store that has
they don't have that in
all
States.
The stuff that, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a high-end, it's where Calbee shops.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Holt's balls. I go there for their pre-Christmas sales sometimes, though. Like, they got some shit. Serious sales there. Like, we're talking about, like, Christmas Eve. You go Christmas Eve, you're going to find like 80% off of some wild
shit. Wow. Yeah. They got to get it out. Yeah. Do they offer Christmas you sweaters. Like a cappuccino when you walk in?
And probably if you like bought full price stuff or if you had an account, if they're like, oh, there's Chris. Yeah. Last time.
This guy's here for the 80% off. Don't give him any cappuccino.
Give him only 20% of the cappuccino.
Give him a glass of tap water. Give him a glass of tap water.
When I went there, they had a crazy Gucci little chair. And I was like, wow, that chair's awesome. And I tell the chick, I'm like, yo, I'm going to take a picture of this, okay? And then she's like, yeah, it's also for sale. I'm like, oh, trust me, it's out of my price range. I'm like, how much is it? And she's like, oh, it's $7,500. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
That makes
sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'll buy a car.
Do you guys have bezel?
Yeah.
You're like, it's too little. If it were regular size, maybe, but it's little.
Yeah. The little chair. Well, I would need four, so.
You have four? You don't? Sorry.
Yeah, no, I only see two here. I need four. Yeah.
I need them shipped, but only if you charge me for the shipping, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have asked for the used price.
Yeah. All right. Damn. Okay, let's get into this week's topic. Recently on Instagram, I saw a picture of someone wearing a New Balance 998 Concepts collab. Okay, and I was like, damn, that's a nice shoe. That's a really nice shoe. And I got to thinking, whoa, they don't, like the idea of they don't make colorways, they don't put together colorways like they used to. You know? Mm. But I'm like, you know what? That's not true. There have been really nice collabs recently, New Balance-wise. And, like, I started to think, how about for the other brands? How do we still have that kind of mentality sometimes in terms of old school versus new school and which is better right now? What do you actually consider to be old school? What do you consider to be new school? And the question might be, I don't know, confusing or like it goes both ways. For Sean, for the revival of the Jordan 2s, is Jordan 2 old school, new school now?
Yeah, that's a good question. And because if you look at it, even though I was lucky enough to get a pair of the Chicago 2s, that they haven't released any new like OG colorways.
Right.
Like there have been 12 releases of Air Jordan 2s in 11 months. And they none of them were old school, quote unquote, colorways. So is it a new there's a lot of new Jordan 2 fans. So to them they're new to them, right? So is that a new school thing? I don't know. And I get a lot of people assuming that I'd only like the OG colorways. But I love it. I even forget about the twos in general, for sneaker, for Jordans. I've always been someone who likes to dabble in new colorways. And is that considered is it an old model? So it's an old school shoe, or is it, you know what I mean? Is it if you put a new colorway on an older model, is that become new school? I don't know.
I feel like the new designs, the new color blockings, and what they've been doing is getting collabs done, people using different materials, colors we've never seen on the Jordan 2. That's new school to me.
Right.
So I'm like, bravo for the new school gang. But then the best collab that was produced is hands down the off-white pair.
Yeah.
Which gets a lot of his cues from an actually OG pair of
like
Jordan 2.
A Nike DNA archive pair. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
But then it would never have happened had it not been for
the his new school way of thinking and his progressiveness and, you know, thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because when those came out, or even when you saw leaked pictures and stuff, a couple of people were slamming them because they were lazy. They considered them to be lazy. And I know we've talked about that probably in the past, but you think about what it is to the guy had the idea, like, what if I took a pair of shoes out of Nike's archives and allowed you to be able to wear them on your feet? Like, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to give us that experience, and he had them work tirelessly to bring us that experience. Like, that to me, that's a new school way of thinking. Yes, it's an old model and it's an old colorway, I guess. But to think that you're getting a shoe that looks like it's been sitting in Nike's archives for the past 35 years,
yeah,
that's a new school idea.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It's almost like for Jordan, it's almost a new school approach to the whole twos, that the way they're doing it, because, like, I don't want to say they took it from them or anything, but it's almost like how New Balance. When New Balance releases a new model, a lot of the time it's a collab that comes out first. You know what I mean? Like, right. Ronnie's done it.
Sure.
Joe Fresh Goods has done it. You know, I'm sure Concepts has done it. Everybody, they'll put out a collab first, and then they put out the rest. And for Jordan, I'm not a huge Jordan pro or anything like that. But to me, I can't remember a time that they're like, hey, let's release all these collabs of one shoe.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I don't remember them doing that. So, it, like you said, it's kind of it's an old school shoe, but it's a kind of a new school mentality. And I think it's pretty cool, man. Like, I've never looked at twos ever. Like, twos are not my thing. And now I look at all these and I'm like, yo, that's nice. That's nice. That one's nice. Like, yeah, it's cool.
It's a strategy that works, obviously, because you said yourself you're seeing it with other brands. Have been doing it for a while, and Nike themselves have been doing, or Jordan Brand has been doing it here and there, you know, like with the off-white ones. I think that whole year was like a bunch of ones came out, and you know, the off-white ones were like probably the thing that started all that craze off. But with the twos, I think they were like, listen, this is a model that for whatever reason gets no love whatsoever. We're going to hammer them with collabs. Just fucking they're not going to be able to think straight. There are going to be so many collabs. And by the time we bring out the OG, everybody's going to be salivating for the OG. I've gotten comments. No one gave a shit about twos on my page I had a handful of people that were my regulars. When I posted two, the regular guys would come. I can't wait for these. I hope they bring them back and do them justice, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, all of this happens with the collabs this past year. And it's like, everybody's like, where's the OG, though? But where's the OG? But where's the OG? So it's like, obviously it worked, right? Because everybody's clamoring for the OG all of a sudden. No one cared about it when I was posting it for the last 6 or 7 years, twice a week. You know, like an asshole, you know. But it's so obviously this strategy works. And I don't care what anybody says. Because people didn't but you also get people complaining. Forget about the collabs. It's fucking collabs, collabs. It's like, yes, but this is now everybody wants the OG. That's the whole point.
Yeah, like it's great marketing, if you ask me. Like, you get all these, like, and there's hypebeast kids, like even me, you know what I mean? Like, when I see it, I'm like, oh, I kind of want one of these collabs because it's cool. Like, it's limited, it's different, it's neat. And so you get all those guys on it. And once those guys are on it, if they like it, then all of a sudden, like you said, everybody's like, oh, what about the OG? Like, yeah, it's cool. That's, yeah, I like that they did that.
And they, the way they did too, it wasn't, okay, they got Virgil, they got James Whitner, they got, you know, it's, they've gotten these big, they got the big names, but then they also hit up with the, like, the small boutiques that are giving them their first shot, some, like the 218.
Yeah.
I know they've had their collabs in the past, but this is their first big collab, right, with Jordan Brand. And so it's like they're I don't think there's been one stinker in the bunch. The Nina and Chanel Abneys, those were a bit off the beaten path. Like, they were a really different take on the twos.
Mm-hmm.
But that also got another audience, right? That also got like the more artistic side of stuff, and, yeah. And yep. You know, and so if they were like bombarding us with twos that were shit, it's one thing. But I don't think there's been a bad one. And I know I'm biased, but it's every one of them has had an audience. Every one of them has people that love them. Every release has had people that have been fans of them. So it's different too. Back in 2016, they released a bunch of twos, and a lot of them were shit. The shape was shit.
Is that when Concord 2 came out? Concord purple.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could see that purple.
Yeah, yeah. Look
navy. Navy.
Yeah, thank you.
So Concord, you can see.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a whole bunch of twos that came out. A lot of them were garbage. But when they came, you know, they're bringing these back. They completely redesigned the shape. It looks sleek. Mm-hmm. The collabs have been amazing. So they've done it right. And old school, new school. I don't know, what do you call it? I guess it's new school, right? If it's, they're all collabs, right? So it's new school, new audience for sure.
Yeah. I hope they drop the regular twos, not OG twos, but just twos in different colorways.
There's a lot more coming next year. Yeah,
in different colorways, because there's a lot. Or if they redo a couple of the low twos that came out back in the day, I would be super happy with that too.
They're gonna be coming with a lot more just regular, like an OG color blocking, but with different hits. Like what like you've seen with the white and green. You're gonna see white and burgundy crush, but like, it'll be like more readily available, not just collab. They're not going to be collabs. It'll be general releases.
Well, I want the Laneys. Oh, there's so much shit I want.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyways,
there's a lot coming. Don't worry.
Thanks.
There should be something you like.
I don't need collabs. That's what I'm
trying
to say.
I'm saying they're not going to be collabs. You know? They're going to be regular releases, just regular releases, but different colorways.
Yeah. Yeah. How about like in terms of not the Jordans? How about like the other brands? Old school, new school, doesn't matter.
I think also too, New Balance is kind of going in a new school direction with what they did with Teddy. Mm-hmm. How all of a sudden they're like, okay, well, we're going to bring in this known designer and we're going to let him do these big collections. And they might not be like general release, but they're not a collab. They're not limited like that. You know what I mean? They're pumped out to every store. If you want a pair, you can get them. You know what I mean? If you put in a little elbow grease, you could get any pair you want, and a lot of them you can get them later on down the road.
Yeah, and they're all so dope. And oh my god!
So that's kind of new, because you know when do you ever remember someone doing that? That all of a sudden you're like, oh hey, like I know this designer, you know, like designed all these shoes, which is kind of cool. It's almost. That's almost like a Nike thing to, like, you know what I mean? Because you know, like, you're like, oh, Tinker designed these, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a Tinker shoe. So yeah, it's cool. Like I like that. So I think that's kind of a new school approach for them, I would say. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think so.
Mm-hmm. I like that their collabs on the New Balance side go kind of way out the box of what you normally see with New Balance, especially with the color usage and everything.
Yeah.
Pointing case, like all the Joe Fresh Good stuff, like the colors that this guy uses is crazy. Like, he even mentioned how like there was a certain palette that he was using for like a lot of his I think four or five of his pairs.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that is different from everything else. And then peppered in within all the Teddy Santis designs. So the second wave of 16, you see that you got some colors, maybe like your pair, Cal. That's more like something that you'd expect. Maybe not the pairing of colors, but the colors being used. That's like regular.
For sure.
Or not regular, but like usual New Balance, what you expect from them. Classic. And then every now and then, I think I peeped like a green pair in there.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, that's a bit, he's going a bit off. Or like from the first 16, there's that amethyst colorway, kind of like that light lilac color.
Oh, yeah, with the orange and logo.
Yeah. So they're within what you're expecting. They're peppering in some like stuff that you're like, oh, okay.
Some wild shit.
Yeah, some wild shit just to get you accustomed to what's coming up, maybe.
Even like Salehi's yurt model is like,
dude,
wild. 100%. That's, you know,
a whistle.
Yeah, yeah, that's way out the box.
Yeah. I don't know. So, in terms, I guess they're tapping into both sides of the new school, old school type thing. Like, they figured out that, yeah, we can't go completely new school, even on Jordans. Like, when they go, they just grab some random colors and they slap them together on a shoe. It's like, no, that doesn't really work.
There's not much thought put to it, yeah.
But if they just tweak one panel, like one little thing, you're like, okay. Like that navy Jordan 4.
Yeah. They just they take an OG color blocking and just change, like, one, make one color out of it.
Yeah.
It just is something. So there's something about it's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I will say, too, then just to tap into something that kind of is related that happened on my page. And it's how when the new school eventually becomes the old school, and then the people who are around for this new school, they don't remember like the original. Like, I'll explain this in a better way. So I had a page that post on my page that I've been DMing you guys about, right? This fucking weirdest thing happened on my page, and it will tie it in. Don't worry. So I got this. I posted something that I've done a million times on my page. A comparison post. I did a comparison between the 2007 FireRed 3 and the 2020 FireRed 3. Simple thing. I threw it together one Sunday. I'm like, I'll just do this. I didn't know what it's the post. So this thing goes on to, so far it's gotten nearly
extreme viral.
It went extreme viral. It really did go extreme. It's gotten over almost 800,000 likes.
Crazy.
It has reached almost 53 million different accounts.
Oh, so crazy, man.
What? But the reason I'm bringing this up is because it really was like a fucking sociological experiment, because I got hundreds. So I got almost 1,300 comments. I would say a solid 98% of them were like, 2007 is better. And that's fine. Like, you like whatever you like. I have no problem with that. They were around when the 2007 maybe came out. That was when maybe the first time they ever saw it was 2007. They don't know from the 1988, right? They're younger. But what also started to happen was people thought were starting to tell me the ones with the Nike Air branding looked fake. Because they'd never seen it with Nike Air branding on it. So they said it looks fake. And then what is even a step further was that they're saying they're removing Jordan's legacy because there's no more Jumpman on it. And underneath on the sole of the 2007, it says Jordan on it instead of Nike. And so they're saying they're removing his name and Nike is showing him what's what. They still own him. And I'm like, holy shit. This is so... These are kids who, like, they were shown something at the time was new school, and now, but they didn't realize there was an old school that had the Nike Air, and now it's back to the really old school with the Nike Air, and they're angry that they're removing Jordan's legacy by putting the Nike Air on the heel and on the bottom. And it was the weirdest experience, because I'm not talking about like one or two. I mean, hundreds of people saying this, hundreds of them saying that the Nike is removing Jordan's legacy by putting their own branding on it. Their own branding. Meanwhile, Nike owns all of this, by the way. Nike owns it all. And when Michael Jordan wore them in 88, they had Nike on it. It's like, its logo's still on the tongue. I kept saying to these people, but the logo's still on the tongue. Like, his Jumpman logo is still on the tongue, and it says Air Jordan on the box. It's like his name is still on the box. Like, it's not his. It's just the branding has changed. Anyway.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing to watch. I was watching almost like their lives in real time at how it went from, oh my God, they love the FireRed 3 from 2007, and then they saw the Nike Air and they thought it was like Nike taking over Jordan, and or his contract ran out. Some of them thought his contract ran out or something.
Holy
contract!
He doesn't have a contract, man. It was the funniest thing, man. But drove me crazy for a while. But after a while, I just sat back and went, this is nuts. This is like a real sociological experiment. So talk about an old school, new school, new school, old school. I don't know what it is. But it was a crazy thing to observe.
It is so crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Very crazy.
Like, crazy.
These people were around to see everybody freak out when the white cement threes finally came back with the Nike on the back. When the black cement threes finally came back with the Nike on the back. Something that our school had been asking for forever. Yeah. Like, I had the what was it? 2013 maybe, black cement threes with the Jumpman on the 11? Back. Yeah. And I get the Nike on the back and I'm like, I can't wear these Jumpman ones no more. Like,
right.
I don't even want them. Right. Now that I have these Nikes, I'm selling these because I got this one that I've only seen pictures of. I've never even seen these in person with Nike on the back. Mm-hmm. I've only seen them in pictures and now I got them. Yeah. Get this Jumpman one away from me.
there's another piece to it too, though. The other piece is there's been like a bit of a movement towards vintage, right? People have liked, you know, they make things faux vintage and stuff. And so I've seen a lot of these people were kids, like real, like I'm talking like 13, 14, 15 year old kids who now think just because it's older, it's better. So 2007 is better because it's the older one.
Oh,
they don't get that the 2022 is replicating or is a replica of the 88, which is even older. So they're just seeing 2007 versus 2022. Older is better because that's quote unquote vintage now. So I got so many friggin'. It was all over the map with their comments. Like it was crazy, but there were a lot of people who just said, "Older is better," and that's it. And some of them were like, "You can tell the quality's better." I'm like, "Dude, the 2007 were horrible quality."
Yeah,
and they didn't want to believe me. Like I don't know if they thought I didn't realize I was the person they were. Those were my shoes in the picture. Like I can feel them and I can you know touch the materials. Like. I know what's better and I'm not saying the 2022 is like a huge you know great difference in quality, but it's at least comparable in terms of leather quality. But there are people who are like looking at the seams and like, oh, it's double stitched on the fucking 2007. I'm like, why are you counting stitches?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a very very interesting, like I said, sociological experiment, and I have no idea. I caught some algorithm. I don't know what happened. It happened to me once before a couple of months ago. Where one of my posts from back in July got like 250,000 likes, but nowhere near like the level of engagement that this one got, and it was bizarre, man. I mean, again, it's still going. In a week and a half, I got 10,000 new followers from this.
Whoa! Dang. What?
Dude. I cracked 60,000. I'm at 71,000 now. But
nice.
It's like. But it's bizarre. I don't get it. I keep waiting for like Instagram to go, excuse me, hello, this was a mistake. We got to take all your followers away and delete that post, please.
Should do a Jordan 1 post with the Jumpman on the back and the Jumpman on the top.
Yeah. No, you doubled down with those Jordan 4s, didn't you?
Well, I want to see. That was a test. That only got like 4,000 likes.
Only.
Yeah, only 4,000 likes. But that was just to see if – I think the number is – because the last one I had, the one that got 250,000 likes, there were three shoes in it. It was a Jordan White Cement 4s, 2012, and 2016. And so this one only has two shoes in it, and I think it's the idea is like the fewer the merrier. Less is more, because the black cement fours was I had five pairs in that one, so maybe it's a little too much of them. Anyway, it was interesting to watch and a crazy crazy phenomenon that took place on my page.
Insane.
It's insane.
Just like trying to grasp those numbers, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, almost 53 million people.
Million people saw it.
And when you look at the insights, it says. So I reached 52.7 million people and zero of them are followers, which insane. Is not true because I mean, a lot of my followers liked it, but I guess after a certain point,
it's, you know, your number of the number of people that actually follow you,
yeah,
it's so little in percentage terms that it becomes zero.
Exactly.
Compared to 52 million.
That's insane. It's bizarre. That it's Kardashian numbers.
That would have kept me up
Justin
at
Bieber
night.
Justin Bieber numbers.
It would have kept me up at night. I would have been just looking at my phone like, what is going on?
I did. I was like that. I was. Every time I'd look, I'd have like another, like every minute or so, I'd have another 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
Like, insane. It was crazy.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Every couple minutes.
How many people saved that post?
Almost 100,000 people saved the post.
How crazy is that? Who wants to save that?
It was
cool
shared
post,
almost 25,000 times. Yeah. But
who wants to?
Who wants to look at that? That's the point?
I want to save this for later. Beep.
Exactly. Exactly.
100,000.
That's crazy.
Your next post should have been like your OnlyFans address, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing a few people put up their like subscription.
I was going to say, yeah, it's subscription.
Pay $5 to see comparison posts.
Oh, man. Imagine you would have hit that. Imagine 5% of those people paid $3.
Paid me $5.
Or even $1, man.
You should retire.
No.
Dude.
I can't. I couldn't. Who know? I would
Yo,
never.
Yo, if it goes crazy like that, just do it. Do it real quick.
Yeah.
Do a subscription. Just do it. Just to see, man. What if you make, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I made fucking $9,000 today doing absolutely nothing.
Then I got to produce content. I'd feel guilty. I'd have to produce some content for these assholes.
Eight pairs of Off-Whites, buddy.
You do that. You buy the Off-White 2, your second pair.
Oh,
and
shit.
You buy yourself a blue check, my friend.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, Instagram.
Yo, for real, if you see it going crazy again, really quickly throw up a subscription, man. Just to see.
I can't do that.
Why? Yeah, why not? Who cares?
I feel so bad. It feels like no
feel
one wants
so
to buy
bad
shit,
about,
man.
They're going to spend $3. You know what I mean?
Dude,
it's $3.
You're like, no one wants to pay for that. But like
$3 more than they should pay.
Times 60,000.
100,000 people want to save that post. So what's up?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is insane.
Insane.
I wonder who's like they save it and they keep going back and looking at it. Like, oh yeah, that's a Jumpman, that's a Nike. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to see that again.
Yeah, that's seven.
So strange.
That seven is strong.
I mean,
2007 is strong.
To be fair, if you're almost at a million likes, would you say 800,000 likes? If there's only a few hundred people in there being weird, that's at least a good ratio.
Yeah.
It's a not bad
ratio. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
True that. True.
For sure. That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, like, 400 people out of every 800,000.
That's not too bad.
Going crazy right now.
That's a good. They're saving the post.
This Scott guy is talking shit, man. He didn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe
they're very cool.
I can't believe they're replacing Jordan's legacy, man.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
The craziest thing ever, man. They just don't know. I can't really blame them because they just don't
but
know. They have no clue.
That's the part that
trying to push them out.
That's the part I don't get, because there was the White Cement 3 and Black Cement 3 that came out.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
They should have. The Black Cement 3 wasn't that long ago.
Twice 4 years ago.
So they should have witnessed that and witnessed how happy everybody was to get that Nike back.
No, dude. It's been festering for 4 years and finally they let it all out on Sean's post. They're like, fuck this thing.
Now's our chance.
New school trying to deal with the old school.
That's it. And
we're trying to understand
all
the old school.
Full circle.
That's crazy.
All right, I think that's enough.
That's
good.
That's good. Sure.
Good shit, 52 million.
Yeah.
that was a great show. Thank you, audience, once again for joining us. And you can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Sean, why don't you tell your 52 million followers where they can find you?
Maybe I shouldn't. At SColor23 and at OG Support Group.
Shout out to the OG Support Group.
Shout out.
Chloe, where can people find you?
At Clarel.
At Clarel. And Calby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Just Calby, also at Traffic Boys.
Shout out to the Traffic Boys. And you can find our good friend Mike at On Air with Mike D. You can find myself at Christopher.chu. And be sure to follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.